should go out into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And see what we can see. Look, this sign says welcome here. And Biggery here. And thank you there. Will you help me on my way? And come along with me. And see the signs. They're everywhere. That's center here. And exit there. Let's take it easy as we go. There won't be no signs that we don't know.
God damn, Chris. Now this is the Chris Brown I know. Chris Brown with Elmo. What the hell's going on, people? What the fuck is going on out here? It's just chaos. What happened to Chris, y'all? This is the Chris I know. He went from Elmo to ass whoopings. Sing it, Elmo. Damn, man. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. This is Tariq King Flex Nasheed. So we're going to get, today's going to be a good show, man. We're going to chop up game. It's going to be a quick show. I ain't going to keep you too long, man. I got to talk about my boy, though. God damn, Chris went from Elmo to ass whoopings. How you go from doing cute songs with Elmo to putting your foot in a bitch's ass? Oh my God, I've been getting a million emails. Folks want me to talk about it. I'm going to touch on it for a minute. It's funny. God damn, Chris. Oh, Chris. Now you got to explain what happened to Elmo. Oh, wow. Now, for those who don't know, everybody knows, it's been all in the media, that Chris Brown got into some kind of physical altercation with his significant other, Rihanna. And the details are very sketchy. I don't know what's going on. That's why I'm not going to touch too much on it. But Chris, they're trying to make it seem like he's the new Ike Turner. That Ike Turner done passed the torch to Chris Brown. I don't want to believe it. There's so many conflicting stories. God damn, Chris, how you gonna mess up your Sesame Street money? Damn. Now, Chris gotta go. Chris really has to go to damage control. He has to go on Sesame Street and explain this shit to Elmo. You know, and you know, they're real serious on Sesame Street. When it comes to some serious issues, it's like, Elmo wants to know what happened with Rihanna, Chris. Chris, well, Chris, you know, well, Elmo, well, me and Rihanna, you know, we had a little altercation and things got out of hand.
Did it lead to domestic violence?
No. Things happen and, you know, I went to anger management and everything is all right.
She's not going to talk slick again, is she?
No, she's not going to talk slick, Elmo.
Yay!
Oh, God damn it, Chris. Okay, but like I said, man, welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show, everybody. So anyway, about the whole Chris Brown thing, again, this is not a gossip show. I don't want to get into any kind of gossip or rumors or innuendo, but people are saying that, oh, there's a million rumors, man. So that's why there's nothing definitive. Some people are saying that Chris, they got into an argument over some bitch. The big rumor is that he got mad because she gave him herpes. Oh, so many rumors out. So many rumors. So we're going to get to the bottom of it. The truth will come out eventually. But Chris is going to be all right as far as jail because, you know, they're trying to press some serious charges on Chris. They're trying to gather up as much information as possible about Chris. Can I put some Mac music on, y'all? Let me put some Mac and music on. Like I said, they're trying to come up with some serious charges against Chris. First, they were trying to say that she was in an accident. Then they didn't want to admit it was Rihanna. Then they found out she was in the hospital. I mean, the shit is all over the place. So we're going to get to the bottom of it. The truth will come out eventually. But Chris might have to charge her to the game if a lot of this stuff is true. If a lot of this stuff is true, Chris is going to have to charge her to the game. Now, Chris is being represented by Mark Garagos. And when I saw Mark Garagos pulling up with Chris at the jail, in Los Angeles, I knew Chris would be all right. Chris is going to be all right legally as far as, you know, jail. He's not going to jail. He's fucking with Mark Garagos. Mark Garagos is a beast. He's not the one to fuck with. That's his lawyer. Mark Garagos is not no motherfucking joke. So Chris is going to be all right legally. My whole concern is just how he's going to bounce back from the negative attention. And I think he'll be all right. We just have to find out exactly what happened. Now, I have some footage of Rihanna and Chris in the studio that nobody has. I'm gonna play some footage. Hold on, let me play this footage of Chris Brown and Rihanna in the studio. This is secret footage that only I have exclusively here on the Mac Lessons Radio Show. This is them in the studio. I got this recently.
Standing ovation.
Goddamn, man. What the fuck you doing in there, huh? That ain't what you supposed to sing. Now, you know better than that. You know you got to sing this motherfucker the way I told you to, right? How many motherfucking times I got to tell you? If you gonna sing this song, you got to sing this motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying? I want to feel this motherfucking song through my skin. You got to get up. I want you to get up from way in here. You better put some stink on this motherfucker. You better sing this motherfucker like your life depends on. You understand me?
Please don't stop the music.
See, she sung it. She sung that motherfucker like he wrote it. Anyway, I digress. So anyway, y'all, we're going to get into some good game today. Hopefully, everything is going to be all right with Chris. I just had to address that. A lot of folks wanted me to address it. And really, I don't want to get into rumors or innuendo or whatever, because I really don't know what's happening. There's a million stories out. There's stories about Jay-Z threatening Chris Light. There's so much stuff, and who knows how true it is. So we just have to let everything play out and see what's up with it. But I will apply that situation to one of the rules that we're going to talk about today. Today is all about brand new player rules for spring 2009. And this is right in time for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up, so you need to kind of tune your game up. And usually around this time of year, I always give out the new player rules for the year or for the season. And I got 5 good rules that all the players need to apply to their lives for the spring. Now, before I get into that, I want to thank everybody for going to Amazon.com to get the Art of Mac and 10-Year Anniversary Edition. They sold out in like 4 or 5 hours, and the book was out of stock for a few days, but they have more copies in stock at Amazon right now, so you guys can go back to Amazon.com and get it. Also, you can go to BarnesandNoble.com, and they have a lot of them in stock. If you go to BarnesandNoble.com today, you can get the book within like 24, 48 hours. They have a lot of them in stock at BarnesandNoble.com, The Art of Mackin' 10-Year Anniversary Edition. You have to get the book. Go get it. Great book. Excellent book. Got to put that in your collection. And like I said, in that book, there is a sneak preview of the new book that's coming out this summer called The Game Advisor. So go to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble to get that book, and MacLessons.com to get more info and all that good shit. Anyway, we're going to get into, like I said, the 5 new player rules of 09. Let me put on some music. Let me put on some Mackin music so I can flow from the Survivor Scrolls. Now everybody, get your pens and your paper ready. Get your pen and your paper ready. Now, let's get into rule number one. Player rule number one. And this applies to the Chris Brown situation. Fellas, in 2009, brand new rule, you're going to have a zero tolerance for drama queens. Shit is serious. Money is tight. The economy is fucked up. You need team players. We have no time as men for any kind of drama, any kind of bullshit. Now, if a lot of the situations that I've been hearing about the Chris Brown story is true, that, you know, Rihanna provoked him or whatever, something caused this dude to have to go to the boot on her. And I've been hearing a lot of stories how she's a drama queen. They argue and all that. Fellas, cut all that arguing shit out with your lady. When you're arguing with your lady, that goes back to the show I did about 7 levels of disrespect. if you don't check that and nip it in the bud immediately, you're going to have to charge it to the game. You don't want to keep arguing back and forth with your lady, because that's a major sign of disrespect. And when that happens, the ante is going to be upped. She's going to do some real disrespectful shit, and it may cause you to have to get on some physical shit. And again, there's two sides to every ass whooping. You know, everybody said, oh, you shouldn't hit the woman, shouldn't hit the woman. Who knows what this woman did? You shouldn't hit anybody, but there's shit, there's a reason for everything. There's two sides to every ass whooping. I always say that. So, in all actuality, you just really don't want to put yourself in that situation. And a lot can be avoided by just fucking leaving drama queens alone. Women who bring a lot of drama in your life, charge them to the game. They're nothing but trouble. The economy is too bad. Money is too fucked up for you to fuck your paper up. Like Chris Brown, for example, you know, he's losing a lot of endorsements now. His Wrigley chewing gum money is about to get fucked up. Some stations have pulled a couple of his songs. Now, I think he's going to bounce back, but you just don't want none of your money tied with over no bullshit. Now, who knows what the story is? I mean, hell, Rihanna could have headbutted him with that big forehead and set him off. Who knows what happened? There's sides to every ass whooping. But I digress. Okay, players. Player rule number two. And this is something that has to do with the internet. I've been seeing a lot of this lately on message boards. And I get a lot of emails. People email me a lot of stuff. And there are a lot of people who email me porno videos. And sometimes people post videos, porn videos on our website, UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. And I see it posted on other websites. What I don't like, and this is very un-Mac-ish, and you're going to have to stop doing that. I'm not allowing it on our message board. Men, do not use adjectives to describe other men in a sexual manner. Let me repeat that again so that'll seep in. Because I see a lot of this lately, and it's a very un-Mac-ish thing to do. Do not use adjectives to describe another man sexually. For example, people send me porn flicks and the title is something like buff dude fucks a sexy cheerleader. Like, why are you describing the dude? I don't need to know if the dude is buff. Just say cheerleader gets fucked or something. You know what I'm saying? Why all the detail being placed on the dude? Some of you cats know what I'm talking about. On these message boards, they'll post some shit like Asian girl sucks tasty black cock. Why the cock gotta be tasty? Don't use no adjective to describe another man's genitals or another dude, period. Freaky girl takes on five delicious dicks. What the hell is wrong with you, dudes? Dudes be posting shit like that. Horny housewife sucks some juicy balls. Faggotry. And again, hey, if you're a gay dude, if you are a gay dude, more power to you. I'm not hating on anything gay. Hold on, let me see if I got some Tevin Campbell around here. Hold on. Let me see. I think I got some Tevin Campbell. Hold on. Wait a minute. Because I'm not hating on gay dudes at all. If you're moist and that's your lifestyle, that's cool. But don't act like you're trying to post some shit for the players to see. And it's obvious that your focal point is on the dude and his genitalia. Now, if you like dudes, that's all you. Here you go. That's for my gay people out there. I'm not hating on anybody's sexuality. If that's what you like, nigga, if you want to put on some biker shorts and some leg warmers with some leather suspenders and go to the club, knock yourself out. I'm not mad at you. But if you want to be on some player shit and post women up and subliminally your focal point is on another dude, you got to get called out. So do not use any adjective to describe another dude in a sexual manner at all. Very un-Mac-ish. And put on some more Mac and music, speaking of Mac-ishness. All right, y'all, let's go to rule number three. Player rule number three. And this is a good rule, and I really want you guys to apply it this year. Because we're going to get strict with the game. It's time to really step up to the plate and get real thorough and strict. You guys have been learning a lot of game for the last couple of years. Now it's time to be real thorough with it. Player rule number 3, do not go out on your first date with a female. You know, a lot of times when you meet a woman, you go on a date to get to know her, you feel her out, and then you kick it with her later. We're not going to do that this year. I haven't done this shit in years, so I want you guys to be on the same level. Fuck a date. When you meet a woman, the hell with a date. Don't go on no date. For years, I've given guys tips on going to cheap dates and even free dates. You know what? Don't go on no date. Damn a date until you get to know the woman. When you meet a woman, just say, look, how you doing? My name is blah, blah, blah. You chop up game with her on the phone. Say, look, let's you and I kick it, get to know each other. And if everything is cool, we will go on a date later. Take her on a date after you get to know her. I think you guys are ready for that part of the game. So this, we're going to stop wasting time on dates, because a lot of times you guys might meet a woman and she has a dude, she has a boyfriend, and she has no problem going on no date to get her a little free meal or whatever, to have a guy shower her with attention. She has no problem with that. But if a woman has a dude, she's not going to want to kick it. She'll make up every excuse in the book to not kick it. So to see if a woman is really down with you, you're going to cut to the chase. You're going to kick it first. And I don't mean hit it. You don't have to hit that ass immediately. But you hook up with her and just kick it and get to know her, feel her out, chop up game with her. And if she's cool, and if the vibe is cool, then you take her ass to Applebee's or Olive Garden or Wingstop or Roscoe's or wherever. After the fact, you get to know her. I really want you guys to administer that rule this year, because that's going to eliminate a lot of bullshit. No dates. No first dates. Get to know her. Kick it with her. Kick it at her house or kick it at your house. But fuck a date. No dates. Not doing the date thing this year. We're going to make the women step up to the plate. Which brings us to rule number 4. Player rule number 4, take women off the pedestal. It's too much, and I talk about this a lot. Fellas are giving too many compliments. They're rolling out too much of the red carpet. They're acting a little too thirsty. Stop putting these women on pedestals. That doesn't mean to disrespect the women. That doesn't mean to diss them. That doesn't mean to show them a certain level of respect, but just stop putting them on pedestals. When you get around women, dudes, you're like, ooh, damn, you so fine. Ooh, shit, you so thick. Ooh, goddamn, you so sexy. Cut all that shit out. When you get around women, fellas, start acting indifferent. Women can respect that. Women like a dude who is a challenge. Women like to see or try to figure out what the man is thinking. You're wearing all your emotions on your sleeve when you meet the woman, and you're just showering her with compliments. Don't compliment nothing. Don't put her in a position over you. Cut all that out. Like, I watch these videos where these dudes be interviewing these video models all the time, and it's sickening. These dudes be getting these video models, and niggas be cupcaking so hard. They be like, damn, Angel Lola Love, you so fine. Damn, how you get so fine, Angel? Damn, Melissa Ford, you fine as shit, Elisa. Melissa, damn. They're just kissing these women's asses. Stop that. Women don't. They like the attention, but they don't respect you because you seem desperate. Women respect a dude who is very indifferent towards the way she looks. A woman wants to figure out whether she's thorough with a dude or not. That's going to pique her interest. She's going to be like, damn, does this guy find me sexy? You keep your mouth shut. Keep the compliments to yourself. Don't be so quick to put the woman on a pedestal. Women really, they like it, but they don't like when a dude is kissing her ass. Damn, girl, you fine. Boy, your hair is beautiful. They say they like compliments, but a woman likes a dude who is indifferent. Don't let them tell you anything different. They like a dude who's mysterious, a guy who they have to win over. And that brings us to player rule number 5. Player rule number 5, guys, you're going to have to limit PDAs. That means public displays of affection. You're going to have to limit that. You're going to have to limit the PDAs, and you're going to have to limit the handcuffing. Fellas, when you get around a woman and you're acting clingy, you want to be hugged up with her all the time. You want to be cupcaking with her, hugged up, kissing on her all the time. That's kind of a sign of weakness. Now, again, there's a time and place to show your lady affection, of course. But when you're just all up under your lady all the time, that's a sign of weakness. It makes you look clingy. It makes you look codependent. And you want to limit that, especially in public, even at home. You ain't got to be hugged up under your woman all night looking at Dancing with the Stars and all that. You ain't got to do all that. Especially when you go out. I go out and I see these dudes super handcuffed to the woman. Like, fellas, you ever go out to Walmart or Target and you see couples walking around holding hands at Walmart? I'm like, dude, let that bitch's hand go. Go get you some toilet paper and toothpaste. She ain't going nowhere. Are you cupcaking and handcuffing at Walmart? I mean, some of y'all be hugged up with the bitch. Next time I see some of you niggas, I'm going to throw rice at you and start singing some Kenny Lattimore, because it's like a wedding. But chill out on the public displays of affection. Again, there's a time and place. Sometimes it's cool. So it's cool to hold your lady's hand and walk with her and kick it with her when it's a romantic setting at the movies or at the park or at a restaurant. That's understandable. But some of you motherfuckers, you standing up in McDonald's, hugged up with your lady, and get the fuck out of here. You at the DMV, hugged up, cupcaking. Y'all sitting up at Home Depot giving each other hickeys. Cut that bullshit out, fellas. Make your woman back up off you a little bit. Sometimes your woman, when you get around other women, your woman wants to kind of mark her territory and starts getting all up on you. You got to check her on that. Like, get up off me. You got to be bold like that, fellas. I know it sounds mean, but you got to be bold with your game. So anyway, let's reiterate the 5 player rules of 09 springtime. Rule number 1, zero tolerance for drama queens. Rule number 2, do not use adjectives to describe other men in a sexual manner. Rule number 3, don't go out on a first date. Rule number 4, take women off the pedestals. And rule number 5, limit PDAs and handcuffing. Anyway, people, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Don't forget, guys, get the new version of The Art of Mackin'. They got some more in stock at Amazon.com. Get your copy at BarnesandNoble.com. You can still get The Art of Gold Digging book. Ladies, you can get that book. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com. I will holler at you guys next time. Peace.